Every Thursday from 11 till midnight.
Groundwire, national news, not for profit.
CJSF 90.1
Ottawa.
From Vancouver.
Reporting from Montreal.
From Winnipeg. And
Abbotsford. CJSW has the story.
CHRY in Toronto.
CFRC Radio.
CJSF.
Get grassroots voices and community news from coast to coast to coast.
You can hear Groundwire bi-weekly on your local community radio station. Download the program at ncra.ca. Just click on the Groundwire link.
Groundwire is a project of the National Campus Community Radio Association.
CFRC.
Hola.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Salut.
Marhaba.
Are you a newcomer, immigrant, or refugee?
Welcome to Canada.
Starting again in a new country can have some challenges. For whatever help you may need, Immigrant Services Kingston and Area is here to help.
Immigrant Services Kingston and Area offers free settlement services for newcomers and many programs to help you get comfortable in your new community. We can help with immigration documents, applications, employment, housing, schooling, and many of the other necessities to help make Kingston your new home. Free childcare is also available when you participate in our programs.
Call 613-544-4661 to book an appointment or visit our website at www.kchc.ca. We are located at 400 Elliott Avenue.
The world comes together at ISCA.
Immigrant Services Kingston and Area is part of Kingston Community Health Centers and is funded by Citizenship and Immigration Canada and the Ministry of Citizenship and Immigration.
It's red-handed, set standards, dedicated, a deal of proof. Able Miracle, Fanny Lou Hain, Mamala Riggs, Nina, and Fred Hampton. Yeah. There goes a neighborhood like Fred Sanford next door to Ned Flanders. These cats pop off at the mouth like over Redenbacher. My lyrics open up the portal, see your seven chakras. Helicopter circle and watch the exchange of Betty Crocker. So poppers and Benton drama, prevent it, remember not for smash. Various, various, various on the roadblocks. You don't get it, do you? The struggle don't stop and don't quit. Worldwide, winning with style and glow trotters. Don't try to stay home if you're stuck in time or broke watch.
Smash. Hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace. Repping for the independence. Futuristic sound. You just missed it now. Present with the essence. Who we ball with it all at stake. Yeah.
But you don't pay attention, man.
That's why your power is the size of your attention span. Miller said it best.
But you don't pay attention, man.
That's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
It's fresh air when I'm speaking to y'all. Sometimes it falls upon deaf ears like I'm speaking to walls. I ain't preaching to y'all. Breaking cycles of violence, not repeating they flaws. Open up your memory bank, I got the key to the vault. Serving the antidote to Alzheimer's. Deleting and stall, keep overload, but think it over. We the leaders we've all been waiting for. Believe it, heed the call, breathe it, keeping involved. These lyrics, heat seekers deplete, tweet us till the speakers dissolve. Each generation must find this mission, fulfill or betray it. I know that ours is more than just being killers of players and making millions of papers. Our blood is spilling the haters. Too much injustice among us, is it still a complacent?
Yeah. Smash the walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence. Futuristic sound, you just missed it now. Present with the essence, who we ball with it all at stake. Yeah,
but you don't pay attention, man.
That's why your power is the size of your attention span. Killer said it best.
But you don't pay attention, man.
That's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
Smash
the walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence. Futuristic sound, you just missed it now. Present with the essence, who we ball with it all at stake. Yeah,
but you don't pay attention, man.
That's why your power is the size of your attention span. Killer said it best.
But you don't pay attention, man.
That's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
Wanting people to listen, you can't just tap them on the shoulder anymore. You have to hit them with a sledgehammer. And then you'll notice you've got their strict attention.
Yeah.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus in Kingston, Ontario, Turtle Island.
This is Bashback with DJ Flip.
And DJ Fraz.
And we're going to start off with a little bit of community announcements for now. The Queer Grad Students and Allies have their meeting this Thursday at 5 o'clock at the Grad Club. So for anyone that would like to join us, that would be wonderful. And a new group for queer people of color is starting. It's in its very early stages. So if you would like to get involved, email us at bashbackkingston@gmail.com and we'll share to pass the information on.
Mm-hmm. And this Saturday, Summer Cabaret is back.
Woo!
At the Artel, 205 Sydenham Street, 8 p.m. Be ready for some torrid tricks, blazing burlesque, scintillating side sound, delicious drag, ravishing raffle prizes, vivacious voices, curious contortion, and freshly baked puns.
That sounds amazing.
And the cost is $5 in costume, $10 without.
If you were at the last cabaret, you'll know that it's a great, great time.
And also another community announcement. Right now until October 15th, you can submit to Accessing issue number 4, which is called Ancestors and Descendants. And this is a grassroots zine that's open to women and trans people between the ages of 13 and 65 who self-identify as Muslim.
So it's like a creative avenue for people to express themselves, share experiences, and connect with others. And AXOA strives to work from a feminist, anti-oppressive, pro-choice, queer, and trans-positive framework.
Okay, so on today's show...
What's on today's show, DJ Fraz?
We're going to be talking about a few different things. We're going to sort of do an update on the MB Sansi situation and the 490 Tamil refugees who have now landed in BC, and we're going to try and contextualize that with recent changes to refugee sort of frameworks in Canada, and also talk about the impacts of what's happening now in BC on queer people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that with the recent events in Kingston surrounding the prison farms, protests, and the incredible police presence there, it's really important to connect all of these issues to the growing prison industrial complex and the continuing criminalization of people of color, queer people of color, and trans people of color, and what that means for us on the outside, what we need to rally around and really critically look at in order to stop this expansion of which we see and we're going to see more and more like in Kingston, especially with the Correctional Services of Canada institutions so prominent within our communities.
Mm-hmm. And to sort of get us started, we're going to play a little clip from the G20 this past June.
Don made a connection that, for example, queer people are people of color. Queer people are criminalized every day by police brutality. Queer people are not let into this country because of their gender and their immigration status. Queer people are poor with disabilities. Queer people need special diets. They need the welfare rates to go up by 40%. And this is not happening in our city. And we say to the international community that Harper is wrong, that Harper does not pride himself in women's rights or human rights or queer people's rights, because as soon as we have human rights here, he forgets about everything else. He forgets about immigration status. He forgets about special diets. He has budget cuts on our education, our children's education. And queer and trans people, our mothers, our fathers, our parents, they are going through the perils of the immigration system. And we're saying this is how our identities are. We have a history of resisting police brutality, a history of resisting against the state's repression in our bodies. And we're saying as queer people of color, as migrants, we've had enough of your lies.
So how well did the G20 countries treat queer folks?
All right, so that was Ro Velasquez at the G20 Queeruption. So on the Tuesday of the G20 marches, queer and trans people took to the streets and had quite a celebration. And she was there. And you can tell from what she's saying that there is an ignorance of the intersectionality of identities for queer people, and the things that affect us are not just the things that the mainstream gay and lesbian sort of liberation movement mm-hmm. try to push forward, you know, and it's not just about gay marriage. It's a lot of other things, and certainly refugee and migrant rights are among those things.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, because I'll just give a little update about the MV Sunsea, which was a ship full of about 490 Tamil refugees that landed in Canada a few days ago on the coast of BC. And when I say landed, I mean they were boarded after entering Canadian waters by the Canadian Border Services Agency, CBSA, and RCMP, and other sort of state forces, and escorted to a Canadian Forces base in BC. After that, they were all searched. There were two correctional facilities that were told to prepare to house these migrants for a period of 3 to 4 months, a men's facility and a women's facility. So the ship has landed, and everyone on board was searched before being taken off and then incarcerated. So everyone who was on board is incarcerated. There was a large group of people who sort of had hearings yesterday in which it was determined that they could not be, their identities could not be verified, so they would continue to be incarcerated for another week until to give time for their identities to be verified by state services. And there was another sort of set of bail hearings today, and the outcome was the same. So also all of the children who were on board, there were about 50 children, have been taken into the custody of the BC like child services. So they've been separated from their mothers and fathers and are in sort of a separate area. And as sort of indicated by the government's plans, they could be separated for 3 to 4 months from their parents, and potentially like from their other siblings. So sort of there's been a lot of crazy And when I say crazy, I mean racist, really intensely racist backlash within mainstream Canadian media to the arrival of the MV Sunsea. It's actually like really eerily similar to the backlash that happened in 1914 when the Komagata Maru arrived with 600 Punjabi migrants and was turned away from the coast of BC after being allowed to sit in the harbor for months while people were similarly incarcerated in different conditions. They weren't allowed off the ship. The response of the Canadian media has been to sort of claim like we don't know, like there could be terrorists on this ship,
danger,
criminals, brown folks could be on the ship. I mean, the response has been really, really awful. There's been no actual discussion about who these refugees are and why they've come to Canada and sort of the intense struggle that they've had to go through to get here, being turned away from Australia, being turned away from Thailand, and now they arrive in Canada and are incarcerated.
It's unbelievable and predictable all at the same time. Mm-hmm. The response that the MV Sunsea is getting within the mainstream media, and it speaks really to the larger discourse that the government has been purporting in terms of which sorts of bodies are allowed to be in Canada and which aren't welcome. Of course, not taking into account the countless of temporary foreign workers and domestic workers let into the country for a very short amount of time for very specific labor. So, mm-hmm. and we can see this sort of narrative coming out in the Citizenship Guide that, of course, our favorite, and by favorite, I mean, we
hate.
Oh, I was like trying not to use that strong of a language, but sure.
I'm okay using
it. Okay. We dislike him greatly. Please keep us on the air. But Minister of Citizenship and Immigration, Jason Kenney, taking great strides in really clamping down on refugee rights and migrant mm-hmm. rights, as well as queer rights, leaving out any sort of queer citizenship, any sort of queer acceptance in mm-hmm. Canada out of the Citizenship Guide.
An intentional removal of like a clause that was in the Citizenship Guide, like intentionally removed by Minister Kenney,
and replaced by a picture of people with a pride flag or a rainbow flag, I guess, to show that that yes, we too accept queer people, mm-hmm. and yeah, so it's just it, but also simultaneously putting out this call to private sponsor, for people to privately sponsor queer refugees mm-hmm. from, of course, working into the discourse of countries in the global south being homophobic mm-hmm. and all this mm-hmm. sort of thing. And so there's, like everything with the conservative government right now, incredibly paradoxical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, the response of the Conservative government to the arrival of the MV Sunsea has been really pretty scary. Prime Minister Harper made a statement the other day saying that he was not opposed to changing the law in order to prevent further ships from arriving in Canada. And the response from sort of the Liberal Party was like, okay, so there's like a general, like a really strong discourse within Canadian like state level politics of trying to definitely criminalize and demonize these refugees who have arrived, and using this as like a point to sort of start a new phase in how, like, I guess we've been seeing this over the past year, a new phase of how Canada treats refugees and immigrants and migrants. And we have seen this over the past year with Minister Kenney floating the idea of coming up with a country list for where refugees can legitimately come from, and adding like several countries which refugees are not allowed to come from anymore, Mexico and European countries, designed to target Roma refugees, and sort of other like temporary worker programs, like DJ Flip was talking about. So yeah, I think we're gonna have a little break and play some music.
Give me a chance to calm down in all of this.
And after the break, we're gonna talk a bit more about what the incarceration of the 490 Tamil refugees means, like what this criminalization of migrants means. And we're going to talk about that within the context of the Conservative government's expansion of the prison industrial complex in Canada, their aggressive expansion of it, and how these different techniques of policing and criminalizing bodies, particularly bodies of color, affects queer people, queer bodies of color, and queer people within the prison system.
And what we can do outside of it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So here's a little bit of music.
We'll be right back.
Suns to illuminate the gray days. This is a song made for color boys whose heroes forgot how to fly, whose wings were clipped with raging cages, waited to take them with no reasons why. This is a song made for color boys whose upends had never come up, whose mothers and fathers became the sons and the daughters of revolutions, eternal corrupt. Corrupts. Yes.
So this is for the color boys like me, brother fence, walk of fringe society, pressurizing exponentially.
This is for the color boys like me, dirty, dirty, the city streets, literary geeks that control, alternate, and delete to reboot. We be the strange fruit, blackberry, sweet juice. We be rigging your reel, telling our truth. We got moods like Langston Hughes, be the county Cullen blues, be the soul of his shoes. Marvin White's black bird, taking flight with words, with our pens and manifestos. We bougie and ghetto, thug and crud, the nigga pleasing nigga what? The XX of the mic check, we be the boys suspect when they fail to love themselves well. We enter Zaki's warriors, homo revolutionary males, following our hearts, we spark sunshine in the dark. DDC, famous outlaw MCs, we get free.
We on some other shit, spit so sick, stroke on it, hit me on MySpace, JP rap sick with it, call me Gaylord, feel the face, and fire grace, and those who expire, Ricky, Kaya, Alizé, and Tanya, we mission bad love, won't retire. Ready to blow like Golden State Puff. White girl, we done had enough. Moist and sticky on the same brain. Like cotton fields painting yesterday's rain. How you gonna make it through all the pain and all the anguish? Fall to the depth and stand tall. Fall to the depth and stand tall.
So this is for the color boys like me. On our fence, spark a fringe society. Pressurizing exponentially. And yet we travel song. Well, I was born inside of a pot of gold. At the end of a rainbow that no one knows. So the answer is clear and we recognize. If you're looking for truth, then look to my eyes.
The point is this colored noise. This joint is for colored boys. This is for Essex, the solo Donald and Marla Troy. This is for Amy, for Melvin, Clarkin, for County C. This is for Larry Duckett, for Joseph and Jimmy B. For cousins and lovers, who could it be? Because you would laugh. This is for Luther, Poetic, Easy, and Sugar Shaft. For brothers whose names we'll never know, I'ma get it right. LaFaja, Infinity, Ninja, twisting it through the night. In spite of the pressures and expectations of high desire. Like Bayard, who painted through slings and arrows while walking fire. Before more, I Afro, so homo stories will see the light. The slice had me frightened, and now I'm ready to fucking fight.
Chocolate covered rainbows. Black boys, get on down, 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 down. Yeah. Chocolate cover rainbows. Yeah. Love to hear that sound,
sound, sound, sound. Love to hear that sound. I like to see a shade of brown. I like to see it get on down, 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 down. Love to see that boys get down. I like that UK Irish brown. I like that Tamil Trini brown, 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 brown. Love to love to see the sound. Love to see the sound. I love to see the brown. I like to.
So this is for the color boys like me, brother fence walker fringe society, pressurizing exponentially. Get me start a song. Well, I was born inside of a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow that no one knows. So the answer is clear if you recognize it. You're looking for truth, then look to my eyes. Chocolate-covered rainbows. Black boys, get on down, 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 down. Chocolate-covered rainbows. Love to hear that sound, 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 sound.
La liberación de nuestra madre tierra y nuestra gente. Pa'lante, mi gente. Pa'lante, pa' arriba. Sus espíritus.
Pronto llegaremos hacia Montesión, trabajando todos juntos como una nación, levantando nuestras armas para liberación, devorando a Babilonia como un relé.
Deja Babilonia. Entramos Zion. Never shut your room, cause your temple is your home. The truth is still untold, so preach what you know. Practice what you preach in the words that you see. Succeed to listening, hear what I sing. We can never win if you're living in sin. Levanta tu corazón and start.
Start looking within, cause you don't have an end if you don't know where to begin. Pick up your Quran or your Bible every day, but watch what you say, cause the children listening. Trying to be a part of a world that is stray. Long time we've escaped from an unknown fate.
Pronto llegaremos hacia el monte Sion, trabajando todos juntos como una nación, levantando nuestras armas para liberación, devorando a Babilonia como un rey león. Yo no sé hasta cuándo seguiré viviendo en esta jungla, destruyendo a Babilonia con las palabras que salen de mi boca como balas. Destruyendo Babilonia, la jungla de concreto ha consumido todo de lo que nos han dejado abuelos. Y ahora, como un huerfanito, soñando de esos tiempos de libertad y dignidad, espíritu divino, como lo han dicho las gran abuelitas, crean a sus hijos con amor y risas, porque en esta vida rápido se gira, y si te olvida perdida te quedarás solita. Yo no sé hasta cuándo seguiré viviendo en esta jungla, destruyendo Babilonia con mis palabras que salen de mi boca como balas. Destruyendo Babilonia, pronto llegaremos hacia el monte Sion, trabajando todos juntos como una nación, levantando nuestras armas para liberación, devorando a Babilonia como un rey león.
Never thought you'd seen the world in between, but these guerrilla queens are no longer unseen. We're here to infiltrate your mental mind state with a lyrical plate, and if you're feeling irate, then raise up your fist and start to resist. Begging to be paid is why you a slave. I will never betray, living life to the grave. A freedom fighter, know who you inspire. Spark up the fire for new generations, children of creation, call upon Creator. We call upon Creator.
The Rotary Club of Kingston will be hosting the Molly Women's Charity Golf Tournament on Wednesday, September 5th, 2007, at Smuggler's Glen Golf Course, just east of Gananoque. All proceeds will be donated to the Kingston Interval House. The day will be a fun round of golf with many prizes to be won in a silent auction after dinner. We are asking the Kingston community to consider offering a prize, service, or monetary donation. Kingston Interval House is a safe shelter for abused women and their children. Some proceeds will go towards a second stage housing unit to transition some residents back into the community more gradually. Remember, 1 in 4 women are abused. For more information, telephone Wendy Barrett at 613-389-8135. Do I want to?
This is Madeline reporting for
this
Alternative Frequency.
Hello, this is Christopher reporting
this
for
Alternative Frequency. This is Julio reporting for Alternative Frequency.
Reporting for Alternative Frequency.
Are you interested in journalism and news programming?
Do you want to join CFRC's Alternative Frequency news team?
Contact Courtney at cfrcnews@ams.queensu.ca or
drop by CFRC, located at the basement of Carruthers Hall at Queen's University.
And pick up a volunteer application form.
Keep your thumb on the pulse of global issues. Tune in to Democracy Now!'s War and Peace Report, heard right here on CFRC 101.9 FM on weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. and rebroadcast again weekdays at 7 a.m. Democracy Now! Provides their audience with access to people and perspectives rarely heard in the U.S. corporate-sponsored media. Tune in or check them out online at democracynow.org.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Hi, I'm Tom Bruce, host of Just a Memory, Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah.
Don't you wanna go to a fantasy beautiful like your face? Now tell me again, oh, what's your pleasure? Say what you like.
And the feeling of rain on her face. And she came in this place getting shame and disgrace. The plaintiff's estate makes sure she caught the blame in the case. Another number without a name or a face. 2 million filling our prisons, now they claim that we're safe. Prison bars start looking like barcodes. Freedom was sold, case closed, by an arm in a dark robe. Banging the gavel to send you traveling carloads on gravel on star roads like cargo to a place where the heart grows cold. You hear another prison door say shut. But hard-nosed politicians making commission off of starved souls in prison, monopolize the cash flow. Go directly to jail and do not pass. Go, I'm about to get locked down in a gown cap and tassel. Profile the suspect, the handcuffed and shackled. The most attacked and hassled by the cops in the hood. Throw you on the top of the hood, then in the back with a lasso. The assholes gotta fill their quota of stock goods. A mic is an axe like chopwood. It's not looking good. When the 5 O's, the P O's, the A, the CO's of the large with the CEOs, they business partners. Come out with your hands up, put us a handcuff, we get locked. You hear another prison door slam, shut it up. The door to opportunity closes. As it grows, the net profit engrosses. Come out with your hands up, put us a handcuff, we get locked. You hear another prison door slam, shut it up. The door to opportunity closes. And then another prison door slam, shut it up. He used to beat emergency, but they wasn't coming around when she called the emergency. They said the state couldn't intercede until she made him bleed. Then they charged her in the first degree. Another door to opportunity closes. She discloses that she had a felony charge on the application for a job. Instant termination, what you gonna do to survive? There's no public assistance when you got a drug conviction listed. You hear another prison door slam, shut. Mandatory minimums, can't ignore these are women living in unsanitary conditions with strip searches. A male guard and cell blocks on B-shell. Shock when I spit verses, door to opportunity closes. When mothers lose custody and nothing for free. In the so-called home of the brave, we're getting saved if we don't behave. So come out with your hands up, put us the handcuffs, we get locked. You hear another prison door slam, shut, get up. The door to opportunity closes. As it grows, the net profit it grows. Come out with your hands up, put us the handcuffs, we get locked. You hear another prison door slam, shut, get up. The door to opportunity closes. One question, who's the enemy? The women we define as criminals. Corporate crimes, get a slap on the wrist and a fine is the
political, say farewell to welfare. No one else hears and falls upon deaf ears. Where does minimal get down to nigga to the war on poor drugs and terrorism is a war on dust. Democracy we never had, just look at Florida. Elections get obtained and extorted. Foreigners detained and deported over the border. Facts distorted, putting people in the cage, judging with illegal ways. Lethal injections, modern day lynching, ain't it a shame? You ain't taking preventative measures like building better schools or starting the needle exchange. When you locking people up, then you in prison yourself. More than a prisoner who lives in a cell. Your fear of losing your false sense of security and material wealth got you a life sentence to a living hell. We tipping the scales. And then you hear a prison door open, open. We kicking down the door and I was broken, broken. We fighting for the freedom and hope. Say it loud, just repeat after me. I say no more prisons. I said no more prisons. Yeah, justice now, y'all. Justice now. Listen, listen, listen. Yeah. So, the 13th Amendment outlawed slavery with the exception of those convicted of committing a crime, which means that the prison system is a continuation of the system of slavery. So just like slavery was abolished, prisons need to be abolished. And we need to find real solutions to the problems that our communities face. Not just in the States, all over the world, y'all. It's the Platinum Pied Pipers. Invincible. JNow.org, the weed that sets us free. Building a world without prisons.
Welcome, and this is Bash Back. We're just going to run through a little bit of a set list for you. That first song that we played was For Colored Boys by Deepta Collective and Liberacion by Gorilla Queens.
And after that, we heard from Lyricists with Turn It Up. And finally, that last track was Invincible with The Door. So right before the break, we were talking about the MV Sunsea, and now we're going to talk a little bit about sort of how their incarceration is one of the many strategies that the state has, the Canadian state has been using recently to expand the prison industrial complex in Canada. Using more intensive policing techniques and also pouring money into the Corrections Services Canada system, so strengthening borders, empowering the Canada Border Services Agency to go into women's shelters,
schools,
everything. The targeting of like the last ship of Tamil refugees, which came last winter, the Queen Lady, sort of all these different things that the Canadian state has been using recently to criminalize bodies of color who are they're immigrants or migrants or refugees. And now we're going to talk about sort of how that criminalization of bodies of color is tied to how it's like a historically embedded, how it's historically embedded in the Canadian state, and how that is tied to and is like intricately connected to the criminalization of queer bodies in Canada, especially queer bodies of color, and how those. How this sort of is impacting queer people of color and queer trans people.
That's right, and we're gonna start off with a piece from a group called Justice Now, which is an Oakland, California-based group which work against to end violence against women and stop their imprisonment. They provide legal services, work with prisoners, and build coalitions to create safety for women and individual accountability without relying on the prison system, which is really a punishment system. So they did a project called The Voices Project, which interviewed countless women imprisoned and talked about what their experiences were, sort of things regarding healthcare and drug use within the prison, and of course brutality by corrections officers. Mm-hmm. And so
okay, so I'm gonna play this clip, which is also available on their website. You can check out the full project, which is jnow.org.
$3 million razor wire fence separates California Correctional Women's Facility from the middle of nowhere. Its site is an agribusiness desert between Los Banos and Chowchilla, where there are three prisons within 30 square miles. Past the metal detector, through two electronic gates, under the gaze of the gun towers, there is an uncannily suburban, perfectly manicured lawn. Between the fence and the visiting room, I follow a rose-lined path surrounded by razor wire glinting in the relentless heat. This space is a countersite, intended to reinscribe the symbolic order of the space of the prison as safe, calm, domesticated. The prison is an anamorphosis, like the memento mori in Holbein's painting The Ambassadors, in which a smear or blot mars the illusion of three-dimensional space. When seen from the proper perspective, a specific location outside the space depicted in the painting, this blot, or smear, resolves into the image of a skull. Recognition of the blot as skull reverses one's reading of the symbolic order of the painting. The lawn and rose garden are only visible to those who come to the visiting room from the outside, an orientation that is both physical and political. Inside, beyond the visiting room, the sun-baked yards are bare, treeless. There are no roses. Outside, beyond the edge of the agri-desert, impoverished communities of color are eviscerated, and the prison industrial complex expands. Despite the razor wire border, inside and outside indetermine each other. This is apparent in the way the prison acts back on the space outside it. Anyone, prisoner or police, who enters the space of the prison, moves about in a zone of indistinction between outside and inside, exception and rule, licit and illicit, public and secret.
They can, when you come from behind work change over into the housing area, it's optional. They don't have to. They can randomly search, and because it says May in the Title 15, it's not, May, that you don't have to. But at this time, they had the custody captain that was enforcing it, and that was making them do so many people every day. But I still don't see how legal that could be for you to randomly strip search me.
Yeah.
Just because? A pat search, I can understand. But a strip search? Just because you look like I want to search you today. Not because I look suspicious.
Hello?
right. So from that last clip, you can tell that there is a huge power dynamic between officers and, of course, prisoners. I mean, like, that kind of goes without saying. But also how women's bodies are continually destroyed through this process of strip searching. And I mean, we know this from in the G20, of the accounts of strip searching going on, you know, by like male identified officers to women identified people. So that's a really chilling thing to think about when you're looking at a prison where prisoners have little to no rights to say no to that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's especially really, really terrifying when thinking about the experience of transgender people in prison and sort of undergoing those types of experiences, and just how much their bodies are violated and their identities are just stripped daily being in prison.
Absolutely. And I mean, looking at how many refugees there are from MV Sunsi that have been incarcerated doesn't, I mean, really account for the individual treatment. And we have to really think about, this is a big issue. This is incredibly large scale and affects a variety of things, but at the very core, these are bodies, you know. And I feel like the conservative government is really losing their sense of humanity, and I think that's what the state does, and that's what we see police officers do, you know. It becomes sort of like a robotic response to people, and it's no longer about any sort of sense of how to, you know, how to treat human beings and like and human bodies, you know.
I think we're gonna continue this conversation in the future on Bashback. And I just thought of one community announcement actually that we forgot to mention, which is August 21st is a national day of action for called by No One Is Legal Vancouver. To demonstrate to allow the Tamil refugees to stay and to end the racist incarcerations and detentions in Canada. So that's on August 21st.
Absolutely. And for next week, we're hoping to have more information on a new project coming out of Immigrant Services Kingston, which is geared towards queer and trans people, like migrants and refugees. And that's a really, like, it's an amazing project thinking coming out of Kingston. Maybe I don't give Kingston enough credit for that. I do love this place, but it's really exciting. So I'll come back with more news on that.
And also look forward to an interview with some members of the Perversité Collective in Montreal, which organizes sort of the radical queer alternative to Montreal Pride.
That's awesome. So we're going to leave you off with a spoken word piece called For Color Boys by Yosemar Reyes. So this is DJ Flip.
And DJ Frass.
Have a good night.
Thanks for tuning in.
For colored boys who speak softly, for colored boys who speak softly, I would build a stage on top of the world. Give them a microphone and let them free flow, because they too have something to say. And this is more than rainbows coloring our face. This is broken spirits speaking for a better day. So in the tenderness of our words, we carry blades to cut ourselves free from gender roles, build a life free from social norms. Redefine humanity and sexuality through our own terms. For colored boys who speak softly, I would sacrifice my tongue. Make an offering to the gods, pray to them to wash my mouth clean. Cause boys like us should never taste cum, and men should never lie with men, because it's a crime punishable by death. And it is in this same dark silence that many of us rest, left bruised and dead. For colored boys who speak softly, I will crucify myself like Christ. Let my blood purify and sanctify these words. Create a doctrine and go knocking door to door, letting the people know that the Messiahs are here. That we are messengers, even though we embody the word queer. That we are a reminder of how colonization has destroyed nuestra cultura. They burn our villages, nuestros pueblos, implemented homophobia, sexism, and machismo en la cabeza de nuestros abuelos. Brainwash our ancestors into believing that boys like us are a manifestation of the devil. For colored boys who speak softly, I will remind the world that centuries ago we were shamans and healers, gifted warriors, two-spirited people highly respected by villagers, and now we become nothing more than fags and queers, making ourselves believe that capitalism will solve our issues. For colored boys, I would clothe and cover every naked body used to represent our community, because not all of us were taken into consideration when they develop our identity, telling us we should act like this, exploit our sexuality rather than embrace our divinity. For those who speak softly, I will recognize that there is more than one wound to heal, more than one struggle that we feel, but this ignorance blocks us from seeing the bigger picture, the greater evil. And these same issues transcend borders, because brothers and sisters in Oaxaca, in Chiapas, in the Philippines, in Iraq are resisting this very same system. For those who speak softly, I will slit my throat. Let this truth be proof of my loyalty. Make human dignity a priority, because all of us are part of a deeper history. We are not what they call immigrants. We are people who live in poverty. We fail to assimilate and continue to fight their racist policies. For colored boys, I will remind my people que somos diferente, que somos gente, con cultura, con orgullo, con poder. We are people, and with the people we stand, breaking borders and stereotypes like this system exploited our hands. For colored boys who speak softly, I will die in silence, knowing that the beauty in our color stands defiant to a racist, sexist, homophobic government. Generations have passed and claimed that slavery is dead, but globalization is still in my head, and I must confess, commodities have let ignorance spread, making me forget that because of it, thousands of people are found dead every day. Even now, Salvadorian girls choose hunger over the sex trade. They choose starving to death over going to bed with a strange man. Like an exotic bird whose feathers have been plucked, they cut off their hair to resemble boys because they know they are just toys. Pawns of a capitalistic system whose existence is oblivious to the sex-craved men that buy them, that haunt them like cattle, packing them in trucks, trading them for a few bucks. To them, they mean nothing more than a simple fuck. Night and day, slipping into the slits of little girls with venereal disease, little girls with small breasts with a wet hole that will satisfy any man's need. Virginity and purity are sold to the highest bidder. Even now. Even now, Filipino women go blind building computers that poems like this are written on. Hands manufacture computer discs while others on the street sell chiclets to fill a sore stomach from too much complaining, too much explaining the situation to lazy politicians who do nothing but fill their minds with lies. Countless excuses of why this is happening.